CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Malcolm Turnbull, when he comes to the coast, he catches the train.
Yeah, I love that.
Because he's a man of the people, Malcolm Turnbull. Isn't he? He's not, you know, he doesn't have millions of dollars.
Is he a man of the people? I don't know.
Well, look, it played out in Parliament and we, I don't know. Yeah, have you heard the audio yet of Malcolm Turnbull?
I haven't heard the audio, but I'm dying to hear it.
So Malcolm Turnbull ripped into Bill Shorten in Parliament
after,
House.
After Bill went to town on him a couple of days and said a few things about Malcolm.
Yeah.
And then, so this is Malcolm firing back at Bill.
Bill Shorten. So Bill Shorten, through the week, said, you know, Malcolm Turnbull just kicks back in his luxury mansion and he doesn't understand what it's like for true Australians.
He's not a man of the people.
Exactly. He's a man of the people.
He's a multimillionaire. What's he going to know? What's he know about the people?
Here's Malcolm Turnbull's response in Parliament House.
Here we go.
Just like those gangster memes with a bit of Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, I'm going to add that to the end. Just to dress it up a bit, but have a listen. It goes for about 90 seconds, but this is the full piece of audio.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, we've just heard from that great sycophant of billionaires, the Leader of the Opposition. All the lectures he's trying to run a politics of envy. When he was a regular dinner guest at Raheem, always there with Dick Pratt, sucking up to Dick Pratt. Did he knock back the Cristal? I don't think so. There was never a union leader in Melbourne that tucked his knees under more billionaires' tables than the Leader of the Opposition. He lapped it up. Oh, yes, he lapped it up.
Members on my
he
right.
He was such a sycophant, a social climbing sycophant, if ever there was one. There has never been a more sycophantic leader of the Labor Party than this one. And he comes here and poses as a tribune of the people. He, like Harbourside Mansions, he's yearning for one. He's yearning to get into Kirribilli House. You know why? Because somebody else pays for it. And just like he loved knocking back Dick Pratt's Cristal, justly look forward to living in luxury at the expense of the taxpayer. This man is a parasite. He has no respect for the taxpayer. He has no respect for the taxpayer any more than he has respect for the members of the Australian Workers' Union. He betrayed again and again. He sold them out.
Oh, there you go.
Drop mics. I'm out, peeps.
It goes to black and white. The glasses come down.
You know what just doesn't fit?
What's that?
They're just not gangster. Malcolm is not a gangster name.
Oh, man.
Gangster name. And also, using words like sycophant isn't gangster.
No, I know.
So I was like, what does that mean?
It's a bit too fancy.
I think it means a sycophant is when someone is the dumbest person in a group.
Really?
I'm pretty
sure.
He was firing shots. He called them a parasite.
The whole deal. I've never heard Malcolm Turnbull get that passionate before.
Neither.
Never heard him get that passionate.
I wish he'd get that passionate about the country.
I know, about other things would be great. Anyway, Bill Shorten has his right of reply today, I believe. So, oh.
Oh, this is like a rap battle. Is this 8 Mile?
The shots are fired, and I can't wait to hear the other side. He's been given a day or two to work out what he's going to say.
The sequel of 8 Mile today.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Brian Gordy's movie bio guessing game.
The name says it all. It's pretty easy to play.
My heart is racing.
Bree was undefeated last week, so this week
I'm due for a loss, but I'm not going to let it happen.
This week, can someone stump her with these movies? Basically, read a plot summary about a movie. First one to buzz in and tell me the movie wins. Easy game, Haydos. You ready to go?
Sure am.
All right, mate. Good luck this
Bring
morning.
Bring your A game, Hayden.
You're playing for a double pass to see the Roosters and the Sea Eagles, Central Coast Stadium. Good
All
luck
right.
this morning.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Can you turn down the music a little bit?
Okay, music's down.
Okay.
After the murder of his wife, hotshot banker, insert name here, is sent to a prison where the...
Bree!
Oh, quick from Bree.
It's my favourite movie ever!
Is it?
I'm going to say... Oh, my God, I've just had the biggest mind blank ever.
Three, two, I need the name of the movie.
Adolf.
I've had the biggest mind, Blake. What's going on? It's my favourite movie.
You celebrated too soon, Bree. Can you give it to me or not, the name of the movie?
I literally have had a brain explosion.
Two, one.
Oh, God.
Oh no.
Literally my favourite movie.
Name it for me, Hayden, and I'll give you the prize.
So what was the plot again? Could you read it again?
Oh, I don't know if I can read it again in the rules of the game, Haydos. Do you think you know what it is?
After the murder of his wife.
Yes.
Banker.
A hotshot banker is sent to prison.
Yep.
Where the usual unpleasantness occurs. What's that?
Pardon?
What's the movie?
I just remember what it is.
Hayden, I need the name.
Three.
Two. One.
Four.
Shawshank Redemption. That's what it is.
Shawshank Redemption is correct. Bree buzzed in very early, not giving me a chance to give out the rest of the bio, but you couldn't name it for me, Haydos. Did you know the movie, Shawshank Redemption?
Oh, I didn't know that one.
I think
sorry.
My okay. brain explosion carried on to Hayden.
Yeah, passed it on.
It rubbed off.
All right, no prize for Haydos this morning. Aaron's in Watanabe. Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Morning.
Good luck this
Do
morning, mate.
Do you have what it takes, Aaron?
I don't think so.
Okay. That's honesty.
I love it.
Here we go. Simple man with a low IQ but good intentions is running through his childhood with his best friend. His mama teaches him the ways of life and lets
Bree.
Him...
Aaron.
Bree's just got in.
Oh, I buzzed in too early,
Again.
But I'm going to take a stab.
Take a stab.
Is it Waterboy?
Waterboy is not correct.
Damn it.
Aaron, do you know the movie?
I'm going to take a wild guess.
Yes.
But, Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is correct. Oh, Azza. Yeah. Well done.
Whatever, Aaron.
Well done, Azza. Good stuff, mate.
Thank you.
You've got the tickets to see Roosters v Sea Eagles Saturday, 18th of Feb, 6:30 at Central Coast
First
Stadium.
First time That's is great. Luck. First yeah. time is luck.
Mark's in Shelley Beach. Great spot. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Morning.
Morning, mate. All right, here we go. Last movie this morning, guys. This one's a bit of a trickier one.
I need
one.
To win this to win the...
To win the day.
To win yep. the day.
Ooh.
Here we go. Have a listen
here
to
we
this
go,
one.
Mark.
An insomniac man who is an ordinary worker of a huge company, an IKEA buyer, and a classic consumer of capitalist system is very bored of his ordinary and routine life and meets with a person that is totally who he wants to be. And after that, his life changes. With
Mark.
His new... Mark's in.
Fight Club.
Fight Club it is.
Oh, I hate that movie.
With Brad Pitt.
I love that movie.
Fight Club it is. Well done, sir.
I hate this game. we're not playing this game next week. I hate it.
You had a clean sweep last week.
I love when I win. I'm like, yeah, let's play again. It's amazing. As soon as I lose, no.
Mark.
Nice yeah. work, Mark. Whatever.
Tickets to see Roosters Sea Eagles, mate. Enjoy the game.
Beautiful. Thanks very much.
I thought the rule was never talk about Fight
well,
Club.
We broke the rule. I almost got to that bit.
To be honest, I've watched like bits and pieces of that movie, never watched it.
Got to sit down
movie.
And watch the whole thing to fully understand it. But look, you can catch all the pre-season action. Manly Sea Eagles take on Sydney Roosters in their trial match at Central Coast Stadium, Saturday, Feb 18. Kickoff at 6:30. Tickets through tickettech.com.au.
Bit skewed, those movies, I think.
Fight Club's
to the
massive.
Male category.
Oh, do you think Shawshank's your favourite movie?
That is my favourite.
And Forrest Gump is big too.
No chick flicks in there.
Oh.
Is it sexist?
I'm
just putting it out there. Is Gordy sexist in that movie Bio Guessing Game? I don't know.
I'm a sexist kind of guy. That's me.
You know? Where's Mean Girls? I would have got that one.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We've just been told by Philippa Lee, psychic medium, that we are the happiest radio show that she deals with. So
Hands down.
Oh,
hands
good to
down.
Hear.
The staff, everybody is so, like, just up and singing along. And
that's great.
Fabulous time when I'm
That's because we get paid really well.
Yeah. I mean, what's not to be happy about, you know?
Well, true.
We get paid a packet.
Yeah, we sit here, have a laugh and get paid big bucks.
And radio is, in general, is a happy industry too.
Okay.
So
okay. Well, that's
it's
good
a pleasure.
To hear.
Yeah.
Hey, we've put something together for you. Have a
just
listen.
For you,
just Philippa for you,
Lee.
Philippa Lee.
Philippa Lee. Psychic media.
How's that,
yeah.
eh?
Oh, are we in the that? Vibe now?
Now we're talking.
Oh, wow.
Now we're talking.
That's more creepy than psychic,
yeah,
wasn't it?
I liked it.
Oh, look, you're in for something, aren't you?
I think we are.
Experience with that intro.
We've had you on the show a couple of times.
Yeah.
And you've predicted some big things.
We can join the dots now.
I know, which I love going back on things that you've already said.
Yeah,
and seeing if they can.
Seeing the future.
Yes.
That's what we tend to do. So it does take 6 months to a year, and then people go, oh, okay.
So what's some of the things that you have predicted that has come to fruition?
Gosh, one thing that gets me that we haven't talked about before, and I haven't mentioned it off air, but Leonardo DiCaprio, last year you asked me on air if he would win the Oscar.
We did too.
And I saw him throwing in a speech about climate change, and guess what he did at his speech?
He did too.
I know. There's hope for the world yet. He's going to be one of the ones that saves us,
I remember you saying he was going to win the Oscar. So
yeah.
Did you also say that he was going to do a speech on climate change?
Yeah.
I do remember her saying, you were saying something, I think
about
you,
the speech.
The environment and like using that as the platform for it. You did say it,
I
remember.
Say it. Yeah.
All right, give me that.
I haven't looked back for the podcast, but I'll.
That's one. One to you.
We'll go looking. What's the next one?
Look, this is off air, but you're my witness. Is the NRL the blue winner? Okay, and I don't know anything about it. And
I asked you last year who's going to win the NRL, and you said, "Look, I don't follow the NRL, but I see light blue and white."
Yeah,
and so, guess what?
The Sharkies.
The Sharkies won.
There's another one right there.
Look, I predicted the Eels since for this year, so we'll see.
The
Eels.
Parramatta Eels.
And I did watch the news at my mum's the other day, unusually, and I saw that they're in a bit of trouble. I think they'll come back, and I think they'll win.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm on Sportsbet right now, Phyllis.
Oh, gosh. This is when Bruce Almighty, the movie, and everyone riots and wins the lottery.
$1 million
on
the Eels.
Okay, there you go. That's Philip Lee's tip.
Done that.
Look, an interesting one I wanted to bring up, actually. There's been lots more. The gay marriage is back in the...
We asked you about end of last year.
I feel that'll go through, and I see they've got talks as well about doing a free vote. But just lastly, the tennis winner. Now, this is where we get into a little bit of its overlays as well, because I've got a picture here to show you of what I described to Gaundy, which was the guy with blonde hair with holding up the Australian Open Cup.
Yeah, you said this at the end of last year on our show.
Yeah, on the 23rd of December. So I thought it was singles, because you wanted to define with me, Gaundy, but I only saw half the picture. But here it is. There he is.
Okay, so it's in the doubles. Is that an Aussie?
He's an Aussie, and he's the doubles, and that's the one that won. And your specific question was the Aussie.
I said, what Australians are going to do well? And you said there's going to be one guy who's got sandy blonde hair.
Because you know the other person that you could have been as well, Philippa, is Dylan Adcock, who won the wheelchair Australian Open for the third year running. He's got sandy blonde hair. So.
Wow. Well, this is what I saw, though. Okay. This is the fellow, so the doubles.
All right.
There you go.
So we've got to look more into the image sometimes. Its interpretation is extremely important, but, this is happening. This is real.
What about this year? Can we lay some stuff down? Because we put that to you pre-show.
Oh, this is the good stuff.
So, this year, what can we look back on?
Look, I don't see the end of the world. I want to say that because it's the main question I'm being asked at the moment because of Nostradamus and all that.
Yes.
Okay, I see things being...
And Donald Trump.
Yeah, and Donald Trump, of course. I actually had a dream of the Donald Trump, I call him the, 2001, which told me he was going to win against Hillary. What that dream also said was that we're going to have environmental change for the positive. People are going to stand up more. Social media and the internet is what I saw way back then being the key to this. And us talking out, us saying our opinions and really getting open information happening is the key to world peace. Look, that's it. That is the key.
Okay.
So what you're doing today, get online, talk to each other.
Tag people in stuff.
Share
things.
Get out there talking, even if it's negative. Getting the negative out then gives open communication to talk about solutions as well.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, we're pushing for time here.
We're
going to stick around. We'll come back with some more of this stuff next. We've also got New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian in the building at the moment.
I'd love to hear you read her.
Yes. We'll see what her take on this sort of stuff is as well. And if you want some tickets to see Psychic Philippa Lee's at this weekend.
Yes, this Sunday, 2:30 at Long Diggers.
My side of town. Great spot. 13:12.
Doors open at 2 p.m., but the show starts at 2:30. Get your tickets.
Have we got tickets to give
away? We've got double passes.
We do. We've got some tickets right now on 13, 12, 16 if you want to go along and see Philippa Lee.
It's this Sunday. More with Philippa next.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM. Philippa Lee in the studio with us.
Good morning.
Who we're going to try and do some speed, not some speed reads. We're going to try and do a read on Gladys Berejiklian.
How exciting.
After the show. She doesn't know about it yet.
Oh, no. Well, I thought we were going to have her on together.
Yeah, no. I'm saying Gladys doesn't know about
it yet. Gladys doesn't know about
it. Philippa knew before she came in.
Okay. We look forward to that. And we love having you here.
Philippa Lee. Psychic Media.
Lots lots of popularity on the phones for these tickets to your show this weekend, Philippa Lee. It's on Sunday, Edelong Diggers at 2 p.m. Doors open. You can still get tickets. Just head to the club and they'll get them at the door.
Psychic reality show, so you'll see all about it.
Now, you're someone who predicted the Melbourne Cup winner, so you've got that under your belt.
You predicted that Donald Trump would win.
You did say that too.
Yeah, well, that was from a dream. But the Melbourne Cup, I saw awake. I saw the number 17.
Well, there you
appeared.
Go.
I can't bet. I can't be greedy. Or it all goes away.
Philippa was telling me off air one time that she said as soon as she wants to do it for herself, for her own benefit, she can't see it.
I can't see it. Nah, gone. And if I try to control the environment, it's gone as well. So, as they say, the Sith can't get there. So don't worry, people with this can't misuse it.
You also said that our show, you said the word national was around our show.
Network.
Yes, networked. I emailed Bree. We have that in writing last
year. Saturday morning, national network show.
Thank you, Philippa Lee. I knew before anyone else.
Right around the country.
I said to Gaundy the day you told me, I remember where it was, we were leaving Central Coast Stadium, and I said, Philippa Lee said our show was going to be networked. 2 days later, what happened, Gaundy?
We got the email. We got the call.
No, I was a bit nervous because I am not used to doing the email one, and I just got all this information for Bree and I just sent it to her. There you
go. Crazy.
Well, when Bree told me, I went out and I spent big because I knew the paycheck was coming.
Gordy didn't believe a word.
No, I did not believe.
He wanted to believe.
All right, let's go through some quick things that you're predicting for this year.
Yeah,
so you got
these
four
are some
big
fun
things.
Ones.
Some fun stuff.
Katie Holmes, I'm seeing with a new boyfriend, but she's out of the closet, and the actual words "out of the closet" in her headlines.
So she'll be with a chick?
No, with a guy, but she's been hiding him.
Oh,
she's been seeing
it's a
him
secret
for a long time.
Isn't she still with Jamie Foxx? Is that right?
But I'm not sure who it is.
It's been a secret relationship with Jamie Foxx.
It could well be him.
So they might go public.
Yeah, they could well go public. I didn't see who, though.
That's a good one.
But the headline, out of the closet, Justin Bieber, love him. I saw him no girlfriend last year when we looked in January on air.
Yeah, you said no,
yeah. There isn't, so that was right too. I see him buying a house, still no long-term girlfriend. I actually see him being arrested. Which is probably not news, you know, for the good old drugs.
It's not that unusual, Philippa.
Probably pot. But still singing, so we'll survive his ups and downs. So don't worry when you see him in a little bit of strife. He's going to keep going.
Why would you have a girlfriend if
great talent.
He'll Britney Spears it, but he'll come back from it.
Why would you have a girlfriend if you're Bieber, hey?
Oh, I think Britney Spears is actually, now you mention her, I see her not like she was before, but definitely hitting the media more.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, she's coming back. And a funny one I kept seeing for a whole day, Jared Leto. Now, I don't know what movies he's
Jared Leto, 30
Leto.
Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, 30 Seconds to Mars. I've been in a couple of films.
Seeing him winning an Oscar.
Ooh.
That's not that unusual. Okay. Because in Dallas Buyers Club, he was incredible.
He's a very good actor.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so he's got a movie you think might.
I
so
like that.
Him was a wild card. Also, too, Casey Chambers, our lovely local.
Hey. The local gal from Copa.
Love her. Met her the other day. I'm seeing her winning an award. It's Triangle and Heavy. Is this the Grammys?
I'd say that's the Arias.
That's the Arias.
That's the Arias.
The Triangle and Heavy.
Okay, so the Arias. Is for that.
And then
she's got new music out.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
That's interesting.
So Selena Gomez, lastly, this is a really cute one. Now, I looked at her on Google. She's got really long hair. I'm seeing her start a new short hair trend.
Okay.
Yeah.
A bob.
A bob for
like shorter.
Selena.
Yeah, I think it's a bit shorter
like a
than
pixie
a
pixie cut.
Yeah,
a
possibly pixie. A pixie to just sort of around the ears.
Do I leave my fiancé for Selena at any point this year?
I'm predicting the opportunity not there.
Okay, not there.
But to appease your fiancé, I'd say you wouldn't have a bar of it.
If I keep putting
you'd
money...
You'd be complimented, though.
If I keep putting money in the pokies, will I win?
Gosh, look, I actually have one time seen a pokey machine and then I went and won $80, but I was desperately needing to get to somewhere. Okay, and I didn't have the petrol. This is many years ago, and in my industry, it wasn't always earning money doing this.
So you were broke and needed
some
money.
I needed some money to actually get to a gig to read, and it happened. So, look, I'd say to you, if you've got something, you know, look, I only put $5 in. I'd say be careful. Put in what you can.
Hit the pokies, Bree.
But I'm not opposed to
I'll put
to
in
betting.
My next paycheck, Philippa. That's what you're saying.
Hashtag gamble responsibly.
Look, you never know. The pokies aren't that bad. They're a bit of fun. Just make sure it's what you can lose. But I see people win all the time.
All right.
Yeah.
You punch through a lot of things there. We need to keep this on file.
Write it down. They're all written down. All good to go. All right, Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier.
Philippa Lee.
Yes.
All right.
She's up for a reading, we've been told. She's up to hear what's
going on.
Yes.
Oh, this is
we're
going to
get into this.
Much better when they're there.
Yes.
Tell us if she's taking helicopters when she shouldn't be. You tell us that stuff.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Psychic medium Philippa Lee is still in the studio with us this morning, and we've put it out there because New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian's on the coast this morning, so we wanted to get Gladys on our show, Bree.
Oh, I'd love to get Gladys on.
And she's called through the studio hotline. Morning, Gladys Berejiklian.
Morning.
Morning, guys. Really pleased to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show and welcome to the Central Coast.
I'm so excited to finally talk to you, Gladys.
Yeah, likewise. It's great to talk to you guys. You do an amazing job and I'm really glad that I've passed the test to come on the program. So I'm really happy. Thank you.
You had to pass a few tests, but you just got there in the end.
Indeed. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Hey, we're loving what you're doing after you've taken over from Mike Baird, everything we've seen. So
you're really just owning it.
Yeah, you really just stepped into
really
the role.
I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys. You know, it was kind of something I didn't expect and Mike and I have been friends for a long time and when he said he was not continuing, I knew it was my responsibility to step up, and I have really enjoyed it. It's been, you know, a whirlwind couple of weeks, but getting out and talking to people is what I love to do, and I believe that, you know, after 6 years of being a senior minister, I appreciate how hard it is to run the state and what we need to achieve, and I'm really looking forward to the challenge, and so glad to be bringing my entire cabinet up to the coast today. So it's not just me, but, you know, 22 old other people, in addition to our great local member up here, Adam Crouch in Terrigal, to really listen to the community and make sure we get our priorities right.
You got the crew with you today.
Bus road trip, yeah. Gladys.
I know, it's pretty cool. It's a bit of a road trip. But, you know, I had a good run up and I've been talking to people already this morning and really looking forward to a morning tea I'm having with community leaders across the coast. So we're really using this opportunity to really listen and hear what people want as their priorities and hear about their concerns, but most importantly about the hopes and aspirations of coasters, because I know the Central Coast cares about jobs and we've created nearly 20,000 of them in the last couple of years. We know housing affordability is an issue. We know people want to make sure they're getting local infrastructure, whether it's roads and hospitals and schools, and these are the priorities we'll be talking about today.
Gladys, talking about priorities on the coast and what's going on the Central Coast at the moment, a big topic, a hot topic of conversation is the privatisation of the Wyong Hospital. What can you tell us about that?
Well, what I will say is I know that people on the Central Coast are really pleased with the Gosford Hospital we're building, and I say this to people that we will continue to build more hospitals. We will continue to build better health facilities. But I also am listening to those concerns. If people are telling us to look at the delivery method, I'm happy to look at that. I mean, my previous role as treasurer, I often had to come up with innovative ways in which to build and deliver projects. And if the community is saying to us, have another look at this, I'm prepared to do that. But at the end of the day, we need to make sure we are building the hospitals, that people have confidence that they've got world-class health facilities on their doorstep. And that's what's really important, especially for a growing community. If we want more jobs, that means the population is going to continue to grow. And if we want people to live and work on the coast rather than have to, you know, travel long distances,
that's a big
thing. We need to make sure those facilities, I mean, I think around 23% of people still leave the coast every day to work. I'd love to have that reduced, because the more jobs you create, the more locals can live and work in the region, the more it is better for everybody.
That is fair enough. It is a big concern with a lot of coasties at the moment, the privatisation of that hospital.
We get asked about it a lot.
But it's good to hear that you're at least taking the public's voice into consideration and looking into it a bit more.
And what about for the young people too, Gladys? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about the lockout laws. A lot of young people on the coast like to travel to Sydney to have a good time and hit the clubs and stuff there. Is there any chance of overturning what Mike Baird's done there with the lockout laws?
Well, we got an independent report towards the end of last year, and to Mike Baird's credit and the credit of the government, we did relax some of the laws. So the report said to us, you can extend the hours, make the hours longer, be more sympathetic or empathetic to live music venues. So we actually took that on and we have relaxed it a bit. And we're required to review those laws all the time. And so if we feel that the community is safe and we can relax them more, we'll look at that. But I'm also very comfortable with where we are at the moment. It is important, you know, one of the most important roles any government has is protecting the community. And if that means making sure young people are safe on the street, that has to take priority. But I also hear those other views, and we have relaxed the laws a little bit, but I'm comfortable where we are at the moment.
Yeah, there's a lot of venues shutting down and whatnot in Sydney too, so there's a few business owners who'd be interested in that too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, although, and then other businesses are telling us they're not affected, and I think what's really important is maintaining, having the good balance in supporting community safety, but also having individuals express you know, their right to enjoy themselves, and that's a fine balance. I'm comfortable with where things are at the moment, but of course there's always ongoing reviews, and we'll be very very open to getting reports into the future about how it's going.
We're speaking with Gladys Berejiklian, our new New South Wales Premier. She's here on the coast today, and I wanted to ask you, Gladys, have you ever had a reading from a psychic medium?
I did once, actually. I went to a community fair and with some friends, and we did it once. So I've had it once before, but a long time ago.
Is there anything you'd like to know from a psychic medium? Because we have Philippa Lee, psychic
she's
medium.
She's the real deal, Gladys. Yep, hi, Gladys.
Hi, Philippa. You go for it. You tell me anything you want to
I'm excited for you, Gladys.
Is this the first that a politician has let a reader in? This tells me that you're open, okay? You're very transparent, which I'm really, as a New South Wales-born person, very pleased to see that in you. I'll just comment personally. Look, what I'm seeing in regard to when I think about you, look, this was sprung on me this morning a little bit, so I had some images a few minutes ago. Look, I see quite a few things. I see you focusing on some schools. I don't watch the news because otherwise I dream it. Gladys, to be honest with you, so I don't actually know much of your agenda, but I do see a focus on schools, which maybe you haven't talked about. I haven't heard it this morning. I'm also seeing shoreline regeneration and reinforcement to do with the oceans as well. Look, what I get asked a lot is about the environment, you know, and that sort of stuff. So that's a potential. I know at Narrabeen in Sydney a bit sort of fell away the other year. I don't know if it was last year or the year before.
Colorado,
but I'm seeing that information coming in regards to science and then doing that and that being really positive, okay? So what I'd say to you with that, with any psychic reading, take your wait-and-see attitude. I'm not asking you to go and reinforce the shorelines all of a sudden, but I'm saying if that comes up, I do see that there will be resources from the community contributing as well, okay? So I don't think this will all be left to the government to pay for as such, okay? So I do see that people will get together for that. I also see opening new developments around public transport. I know we're talking about the Central Coast. So I would ask if you've looked at new trains. Look,
I've already ordered some.
Well, there you go.
Gladys,
good news for those working in Sydney. I used to do that.
Do they move any quicker than the current ones?
Look, I see that. Look, I'm seeing that they're just different. Are they sleeker? I'm guessing they're sleeker, but I see them sleeker.
There's two sets we're ordering.
So I'm not necessarily seeing them going fast, Gorney. They go pretty fast anyway, don't they?
Not compared to the trains overseas, I tell you.
We want the bullet trains, Gladys.
Yeah, we want the bullet trains.
Potentially we'd have to change the whole train line, though, and we know what happened to Russia with that. We don't want that.
Okay.
But I see really positive things for you, and look, I'd love to read you off-air sometime, so certainly, you know, I don't often get the response of a yes from this, but I'd be, you know, all confidential. You can actually sue me if I say anything outside of a personal reading. I'd love to read for you anytime, Gladys. Thanks for participating.
Philippa.
And good luck
with everything. Very kind of you.
What do you make of that, Gladys?
Oh, you know what? I'm open to that, and I hear what she says, and I thank you for her comments, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
What a cool premier.
Wow. We're loving your work, Gladys. We are loving your work.
Thanks, guys.
Good chat.
Have a good day.
Thanks for
Gladys.
The time. Gladys,
see you later. Bye.
Gladys Berejiklian, New South Wales Premier here on CFM, and not every day you get to hear a psychic medium.
Is she
read.
Gone?
Yeah, she's gone.
Is there anything else you saw?
Yeah.
I actually saw her household changing. I thought you were going to ask that. Look, it is a personal thing to be answering, and I do it for celebrities as well, and it's only going to be public knowledge that I'll see,
okay,
in that regard, because I'm not reading her personally. If I'd read her personally, I might not be able to answer it. Look, I feel that she's very focused on her work. I feel that there's certainly many men trying.
Ooh. But she's a hit.
Yeah,
she's
definitely
a hit on Tinder.
Yeah, she may not even notice, though. She's so focused on what she wants to do for the community. I actually don't predict someone meaningful coming into her life, but from her choice.
Okay. Well, that's good for New South Wales. She's focused on the gig, and hopefully we get some good changes happening. Yeah.
Philippa, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's so fun.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.
13 12 16 is our number. You can call us anytime you like about anything you like.
If you need help with something, especially around Valentine's Day, if you need help with love.
Of course. We're more than happy to help, honestly.
Gorney's got the numbers of a few brothels around town.
Exactly. I know exactly where they all are. So just, I know them personally.
Is there any?
Candy and I know more.
Is there some? Producer Rach is nodding.
Is there? Where are they?
Your Minor Beach?
Mm-mm. Your Minor Beach.
Well, I don't know.
I got one running out of the house.
Gorney's house.
Come on round.
I only know of two.
Oh. Didn't think there was going to be any.
And how do you know about those?
Because they're just, it's just the known. You know,
she's the madam at one.
You just know they're there.
They're there, yeah.
Do locals work there or are they coming from Sydney?
I know that there's a couple of
they're commuting.
There's a few places that are actually like Thai places. Like,
right. Oh.
Yeah, just Thai women.
I knew that massage was a bit strange.
Yeah.
I told you she jumped on me, remember?
They should do a combo deal, right? They should have a Thai restaurant that turns into that so you can get some to
kind of like a karaoke bar, yeah. Like you get two for one.
Jeez, we're not really encouraging our callers, are we? We've got an anonymous call this morning, and this is going to be interesting. So we don't even know your name, sir. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well.
What can we help you with this morning?
I was sitting at the Twin Survey southbound at Warnervale there on Monday and just finished my breakfast and went back and grabbed another bottle of Coke, and there was a lady walking behind the truck, and I asked her, was she all right? She looked like she was a bit worried. And I can't get her out of your head.
Okay, so can't get her out of your head.
Oh, this so this is nice. A love call.
Okay, and so do you even know her name?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you know her name?
First and last or just first?
Just the first.
Oh, just the first
name.
That
makes it difficult.
Okay.
And I know part of another player of the car as well.
Oh, well, that's a bit...
Well, okay. Doesn't it... It's going to be tough. If you know, unless you know the whole number plate. I've tried, trust me.
And so can I ask you, I'm always fascinated by anonymous callers. Yeah. Why don't you want to share your name
just
with us?
In case...
Your missus finds out.
No.
It's your girlfriend.
No, I mean mates.
Your mates. Okay, fair enough.
At the moment.
Fair enough.
Okay, describe her for us. How old are we talking? What colour hair?
You're looking between 24 and 28. Okay. Blonde hair, beautiful blue eyes, and a figure most women would die for.
Oh, she's got a good rig.
And how old are you?
Me? Old enough to know and old enough to know better.
Okay. All right. And so how did the conversation play out?
Is there anything that she said that we can identify her by? Like, did she say where she works? Did she say, like, where she lives?
No. She had to go and find her brother's mobile phone.
Okay.
And she could describe what she was wearing because I remember that too.
Okay, what was she wearing?
A green T-shirt, denim shorts, and a pair of thin thong leather thongs.
All right, and which servo did you say?
Southbound Caltex.
What time on Monday?
Between 9 and 10 o'clock Monday morning.
Oh, in the morning, so possibly on the way to work or something like that?
No, she didn't start work until 1 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, you had a fair conversation with her then.
But
by
did
the
you
channel.
Find out what she did, or she just said she started work?
No, I didn't ask her.
Okay.
That would have helped a lot.
All right. Well, we don't have much to work with. I mean, how do you see us helping out here, Anonymous? What do you want us to do? We put out the description.
Well, I want to try and take her out to afternoon tea on Saturday if I can.
For Valentine's?
Yeah, sort of thing, yeah.
Anonymous, did you ask her for her number on the spot?
Yeah.
And what did she say? What did she say?
He goes, I can't, but sound like real little schoolgirl. Like, oh, I want to, but I can't.
Anonymous, I hate to say it. She either has a boyfriend or she wasn't interested. That's coming from a girl, and I don't want her to stuff you around, and I don't want you to get your hopes up. But a girl, if they're keen, if they're super keen, she would have stopped everything she was doing and she would have whipped out her phone to give you her number.
Well, it took her about 5 minutes to get out of the truck parking area.
Okay, so she lingered.
It's one of those things these days as well, Bree, with all the Tinders and stuff.
Yep.
You know, guys and girls, they're not talking to each other in these situations
anymore because
they've all got it online.
I don't use Tinder or anything.
Exactly.
I don't use any of that stuff.
So she might not have known how to react in that situation because it's so rare that it happens. You know what I mean?
They panic.
All right, well, we've put the description out there.
We should put it out at 9 o'clock. We'll put it out at 9 o'clock, Anonymous, that description, again, and we'll see what we get.
If they listen to CFM. Is there any other info you can lead us with that might help us find it?
All I know is she drives a black small four-wheel drive.
Oh, there we go. So she drives a black small four-wheel drive. She's got a brother.
Black and white plates.
Okay.
Black and white plates. So she spent the extra money on the plates.
And Anonymous, I've got to put it out there.
Yeah.
This isn't creepy in any way.
No, it's not.
No, you're sincere, right?
Yeah, no, I shoot you.
you truly believe that there's a chance.
He just
that
wanted
you
to take her out on a date. It's sweet.
All right, it's sweet. All right. We'll see what we can work with there. 13, 12, 16 is our number. If you have any leads or if you think Anonymous sounds attractive and you'd like to date him.
That'd be all right. Would you like that, Anonymous?
It'd be different.
Yeah, why not?
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM. Bree and Gaundy's Cupid's Hotline. Spoil your Valentine with 20% off all Thomas Sabo only at Seaspray Jewellery.
$500 to spend at Seaspray Jewellery. You've got to be happy with that.
That's pretty decent.
And it's easy to win too. We draw this out tomorrow, so you need to get on board
Is it being drawn tomorrow?
This is your last chance to leave yourself a little love message.
So if you've heard this number, we've given it out a few times, we've set up a voicemail, but you've missed it, let's give them time to start taking down this number. Get a pen and paper or your notes out on your phone.
Write this one down.
This is the Cupid's Hotline number you need to call. 0427 188 770. That's the number you need to call and leave a message for your loved one. Get creative. Maybe you're single. And you can leave a message for yourself. That's cool. What I'd be doing.
Yeah. Or put the call out there for love, maybe.
Yeah, I like that too.
0427 188 770. Here's some voicemails that have been left over the last 24 hours.
So the best one, or the winner's going to be picked.
Tomorrow,
out of the best one of these.
These ones are through to the finals.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got a few for you here today. This particular person just wants the jewellery. I don't know about love, but is pretty keen on the jewellery from Seaspray. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, hello there. I am looking for some jewellery. Please call me back. I would like some jewellery.
Honesty? Don't mind the honesty.
I like that one. That's good.
A bit of honesty. Just wants the jewellery.
It sounded like a
Schmeagle.
Adult call line.
Oh, I did too. How about a poem? Get a listen to this one.
Jack. 7 years together and I don't want to switch. We've got our house, our girls, and you still love me when I'm being a witch. Whether living on a high or sitting in a ditch, our next step together is to get hitched. Love, Kevin.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Oh, a little stab at the boyfriend. That we need to get married. I like that. She got creative, put some time into it.
What about, here we go.
Oh, no.
I'm not even going to set this one up.
I've heard this one. Producer Rach has
reference to an oyster in this one. Have a listen.
I just want to wish my husband, Michael, a very happy Valentine's Day. I'd also just like to say, Michael, sometimes you shuck me so hard, you make me moister than an oyster. I love you, babe. Bye.
Interesting relationship. Interesting relationship.
Obviously like Oysters Kilpatrick. I do love Oysters Kilpatrick.
Loves the oysters. One more to play for you this morning. This one is a happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to my two children, Corey and Courtney. I love you more than anyone could ever love you. And I hope you have a beautiful Valentine's Day. Love, Mum.
There you go.
Oh,
love,
that was
Mum.
Cute.
So one left from Mum there. Thanks for the calls through.
I think my favourite was the sexy love
the
line.
The sexy love line one at the start.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Okay.
I just want the jewellery.
Yeah, well, honesty is the best policy when it comes to love. 0427 188 770. And you can spoil your Valentine with 20% off all Thomas Sabo at Seaspray Jewellery, West Street, Yamina. Great
spot.
Get
down and see the guys at Seaspray. Get something nice for your partner on Valentine's Day.
$500 given away tomorrow to spend there. So leave those messages.
Start calling right now. You can. We've got the phone right here. Yeah. Start calling.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
We're off to Time Zone tonight. We're trying to win the biggest prize. There.
I'm thinking that's the big slinky.
Okay.
That's
round
what
two.
I want.
Round two.
I want the slinky again. I've won it there before. It took a couple of hours. A group of grown women, but we got it.
You got there in the end.
We got there in the end.
Now, look, it's been a long time for me. I haven't been to Time Zone since my junior days, so I'm ready.
You might have to lean on me on this one.
Do they have the basketball thing there?
Still got it.
I love
and they've got
that.
Like they've got four of them, so you can play against each other. It's a good time.
Okay, we're rounding up a team to go there tonight between 6:30 and 7:30. You have to be a part of our crew.
The Time Zone Nighthawks.
If you want to play tonight and win the biggest prize there. And we've got a few people locked in for tonight. There's still a few spots open.
And our team, Gaundy, it's going to be free to play.
It is free to play between 6:30 and 7:30 tonight.
If you're in our crew, it's going to be free. So
13, 12, 16 right now, if you've got kids that would like to come along tonight.
Or maybe you just want to come along.
Hey, relive your childhood
days. I love adults that love to get into Time Zone.
Karen's called us 13, 12, 16. Now, you're locked in for tonight, Kaz.
Absolutely. Okay. We can't wait.
It's going to be a great night.
And you've got the two kids coming along. What are their names again, Karen?
Chloe and Jack, they're here with me now.
Morning, Chloe and Jack. Morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, are we pumped up for tonight or what? We ready to go time zone style?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, we've been practicing. We've been doing our basketball shoots and our come in spinner.
Yeah. I like it. So there's a bit of experience.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been in training. I think we'd class it as training this week.
Oh, you need to train when you're out to get the biggest prize at time zone. You need to put the time in.
And Chloe and Jack, are you guys after the big slinky like me, or did you have another prize in mind?
I don't know.
I want the big slinky.
Yes,
Jack. Yes. He's on board.
I like it.
Okay.
There's a challenge for the biggest slinky.
I think what we should do tonight, guys, is not even just focus on the slinky. Let's just clean time zone out. Let's just take them for all they've got.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Well, we don't have that much time.
No, we're that skilled.
You're going to take a lot in an hour.
You can do a lot in an hour.
Karen, don't think you're getting away out of this clean. You're going to be playing tonight too,
You're
Cass.
Playing.
I'm there.
So start limbering up. You and Mama Di, my mum, I'm bringing her along.
Nice.
You guys can get on the basketball shoots.
All right, you can bring people along.
I'm up for a good challenge.
All right, looking forward to this tonight. Time zone Tuggera, 6:30. It's going down, but you don't just rock up and play for free. You need to be a part of our crew.
Exactly. It has to be a part of our crew. You need to call right now on 13 12 16 if you or if your kids, anyone, if you want to come along and play tonight.
Time zone back in the news this week as they're trying to get with 2017 and make their time zones a whole lot better for everyone.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Public service announcement.
Yeah.
If you're off to see 50 Shades Darker today,
yes.
If you're keen for it, if you've been waiting. Producer H and I went to see it last night. What did you think of it, Rach?
I didn't think it was that bad. I was also sitting next to your mum the whole way through it, so it was hilarious.
Yeah, how did Mum and Di go watching it?
She told me afterwards, she's like, she goes, it was a lot of trouble for nothing, wasn't it?
Isn't that what to expect from these movies, though?
I know. Can I say...
Cheese factor.
Anyway? I cracked a real Cattle Nine Tails whip last night before the...
At the cinema.
At the cinema, because I thought 50 Shades Darker, you know, that goes together, right?
Country whip.
And I've pulled a massive muscle in my arm. Mm. It's been killing me all morning.
How many cracks of it did you do?
Probably too about many. Four.
Did you attempt to whip Rachel's clothes off?
Oh, Rachel was a party pooper. Oh. She didn't want me to...
Oh,
whip the
people
off.
In the Come first on. Three rows of the cinema had to move. That's how long this whip was. And Bree, yes, you did a great job at cracking it, but I do not trust you whipping anything off me ever.
You'll come around.
No.
What if I train and I train really hard? In a couple of months, will you let me have a go?
If you can hit a target, bullseye, three times in a row, then I'll... give you maybe.
Just somewhere on the target, not the middle.
No, the bullseye. Three times in a row, then it's a maybe.
Only your bullseye.
Write that down. That is a challenge for 2017 right there.
Yes.
50 Shades Darker in cinemas today. If you are going to go see it, Hoyts Arena is where you guys
get down to Hoyts. The guys there are awesome.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. CFM.